in your particular case, are you still part of the Catholic Church that we know of, or are you a separate order? What is that?
Well, we wouldn't be hooked up with sort of the local, you know, so-called Catholic Church that has an archdiocese, say, in Rochester or Buffalo, because they're teaching things that are contrary to Catholic teaching, so that someone who wants to be a Catholic could not affiliate himself with the archdiocese of Buffalo or Rochester.
Okay, so you would then, do you still recognize, let's say, the Pope, the Vatican?
Well, we would recognize that the papacy was established by Jesus Christ and that he had successors, you know, popes that succeeded after Peter and so forth. That's a doctrine that has to be held to be a Catholic, the doctrine of the papacy. But the Catholic Church also teaches that if someone's a manifest heretic, they would automatically put themselves outside the Catholic Church. A person who would claim even to be Pope, if he became a manifest heretic, would place himself automatically outside the Church if he manifestly rejected some teaching of the Church, such as that there are many Christian churches, not just the Catholic Church, which is being taught by Benedict XVI and was taught by John Paul II.
Now, did you go through an evolution yourself, being brought up in a traditional Catholic direction, and did you change, fall away? What happened with you?
Actually, I was raised with no religion, so when I converted around 15 to Catholicism, being raised with nothing, never being baptized, you know, I went to the local so-called Catholic church and went to the Mass, and I saw strange things happening, like, you know, playing of guitars, you know, up in the altar, women all over the altar. You know, things that struck me that seemed to be not right, not holy, not traditional. And so, you know, doing research over the years after I became a Catholic, I started to realize that the problem was, you know, much, much deeper than I originally even imagined.
What was wrong with women all over the altar?
Well, it's something where the priest is the one who celebrates the Mass, and you're not to have altar girls, for example, have been condemned by numerous popes throughout the ages. And so there's certain functions of the priest, and no one else is to do those functions outside of the priest. They're not to be other people on the altar and administering the sacraments and distributing communion.
No, I see.
Those are the duties of the priest.
Men or women. I mean, you're not singling out women, are you?
Well, right. I mean, even certain men are not allowed to, you know, for example, even distribute communion. You know, and other things. So this is all out the window, though, since the Second Vatican Council. Now anything goes.
Did you ever know or meet the late Father Malachi Martin?
I spoke to him a few times, you know, over the phone, and there's some things that he said that I don't agree with. There's some things that I would definitely agree with, you know, such as that the belief that he had that the Novus Ordo Mass, which was the new Mass, established by Paul VI on April 3rd, 1969, is actually invalid because they changed the actual word that Jesus Christ instituted for the sacrament of the Eucharist. In Matthew 26:28, Christ instituted the word many. And in all these vernacular masses, they use the word all. So it's a changing of the words of Christ, and this is condemned by the Catholic Church. The Church actually says that if you change the words that Christ instituted for the sacrament of the Eucharist, you invalidate the sacrament.